Rachel.
We're rocking out.
We are. Oh my god. And then it goes to the guitar solo. Is that a guitar? What is that? What instrument is that?
That's definitely a guitar. Okay. Right?
Yeah. But it sounds like a keytar almost. It's got a fancy little... Oh my god. Oh my god. So, I am beyond excited. I just dropped the music that we are going to talk about the Power Rangers.
Yes.
And we're doing it for a special reason, Rachel.
What's the reason?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. We've got kind of a surprise set up.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
No one officially challenged us to this show, but we found a reason to do it. And we'll figure that out in a little bit.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But
oh boy.
So I binge watched a whole bunch of the original Power Rangers. I think that you got to binge watch some of the Power Rangers. But you also, before we did this podcast, mentioned you have a special relationship with the Power Rangers that you have to sort of explain to me.
Okay. So I was, you know, I was born in 90. So when I was, you know, 3 or 4,
that's
started watching
out.
The Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And I still have the memories of having nightmares about, what are they called, the pubbies?
The putties.
The putties. Well, yeah. I called them the pubbies. And I was terrified
puppies.
Of them.
And they're weird,
like,
looking.
I remember one dream that I had, like my first nightmare. I was in my childhood bedroom, and all of a sudden, like 50 of them came in, and they're going everywhere, and I got under my bed, and then the mattress disappeared,
oh, no.
And they all found me.
Because so they can make stuff like appear and disappear too, I think.
I didn't even know that, but that said, I was then banned from watching the Power Rangers until I was about 8,
okay.
And I started watching it again with my brother.
What series was that? Was it the original?
It would have been...
like Turbo or Ninja?
I remember we were watching it on tapes.
Oh, got it. Okay, so it might have been the original series.
Yeah, because my brother's 2 years younger than me, so...
Got it.
I don't know, but I mean...
One of my favorite things about Power Rangers, and maybe we'll get to this in a little bit, is all the different incarnations of it. Power Rangers has never actually gone off TV, but the original show, the show that I binged for this challenge, only lasted from 93 to 96. Then they made another show after that and another show after that. And even my nephew now comes to me and says that he watches Power Rangers and he'll turn it on and that's not...
Oh, they have guns now.
Right. It's crazy. It's changed a bunch, but it's still Power Rangers. They still morph in time, change into Rangers, and then beat up bad guys. So it's sort of the same.
The one that I watched most consistently, I was in middle school and it was Wild Force.
Wild Force. Sure.
I loved that one because they all turned into different animals.
Yeah,
robots.
They also did a dinosaur one. They did a bunch of different things, right? And then they're doing one now that's a collection of all the Power Rangers. So Tommy has showed up in it. The Green Ranger has been in the newest version of the TV show.
Oh, yeah. He did a few episodes of his TV show that he has about
his reality
being
TV show.
The Green Ranger again.
Yeah. No, it's really exciting. And that, he was my favorite ranger, by the way, real quick, just to talk a little bit about Tommy. He obviously is better than the Red Ranger. People debate this.
My brother wouldn't agree with you.
Your brother's
he likes
insane.
The color red.
Your brother, no, it doesn't matter about color. The Green Ranger had his own Megazord that he called with a flute. By the way, he would pull out a flute, a dragon flute, and he would play it.
I mean,
and then
I totally watched it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. You've seen this. No, and he'd pull out the flute, and his Zord would rise from the ocean and fight by itself. So he had his own.
Yeah.
He also dated the Pink Ranger.
Which was my favorite ranger.
The Pink Ranger was the best ranger.
Because she was pink. So,
well,
I mean,
no,
I was...
she was also... Amy Jo Johnson.
She was pink and she was blonde, so I was like, oh, that's my favorite. Like, that's how I picked my
She's
favorite
a gymnast?
Spice Girl. Yeah, but... So last year...
Wait, who was the pink blonde Spice Girl?
Well, Baby Spice was the only blonde one.
But she's blue. She'd wear blue
Well, it
everywhere.
Doesn't matter what color, but she was blonde. So last year at
I'm proud
Comic-Con,
of my Spice Girl knowledge real quick. Go ahead.
I saw Tommy did like a little karate lesson, and there were some girls dressed up like the pink and yellow Rangers, and he was like, Kimberly, why'd you break my heart? And it was the most fangirl moment, like those two people, and then my boyfriend and I at the time were the only adults taking his class. And so then it was just like super weird, like,
so
I don't
you guys
know.
And children,
I thought it was weird that all these little kids knew who he was, but they just knew he was a Power Ranger.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
But didn't he also turn into the white Power Ranger?
He did, yeah. If you want to talk about the history of the show a little bit, which I'm thrilled to do.
Sure, yeah, educate me.
He was evil, the Green Ranger, when he first joined the show. It was a 5-part evil episode.
Which is so cool. You always love that kind of
right.
like Judas.
Yeah, exactly. And then comes over to Rita, the bad guy, created him. And
she
was scary. And she would throw like her staff and then a monster would pop out of the ground from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really intense power to have.
Yeah.
Just what if she dropped that while she was like making coffee?
Why would she be holding it while she was?
I think she held it all the time.
She stirred her coffee
in the show. Her giant thing. She would stir the coffee. She had it in her hand constantly. I think she slept with it because if it hit the floor, a giant monster would appear. So you have to really be safe about those kind of things. But she created the Green Ranger, and then she took away his power when he got to be too powerful. She realized she had this candle she could burn, and he would lose all his power. And then actually, he could have put the candle out, but he chooses to save everybody instead. And he loses his powers. So then there were a few episodes where the Green Ranger had no powers, but he was still in the show. And they'd like go to fight, and he'd be like, "I wish I could go with you guys." And then they did. Pretty sure that's what happened. Then they did a 3 or 4 part series where he got his powers again. He was given White Ranger powers.
And then wasn't he like the head honcho? Kind of like
he was the White Ranger.
He melted into another season of like younger, like new recruits. And then he was like the Jesus Power Ranger.
Right. So he probably has held on longer than any other Power Ranger just in being in the show. He's just been someone that's more present. Right now, if I say Power Rangers, I think we think of the Green Ranger. I think he's just been the one that he goes to Wizard World. I think he's going to Wizard World. You're coming up in a little bit. I might be really sure he's going to Wizard World. You'll find out. But he's just the guy that's always sort of been connected to this brand. And I think that says something about the guy who played him.
Yeah, and it says something about the longevity of Power Rangers, which is the weirdest thing. Because if you look at, on a piece of paper, the concept of Power Rangers... It's just another, you would think.
It's just like anything else.
It was just another kids show with like some teenagers who get some superpowers and fight bad guys.
Yeah.
But it has lasted my entire life.
Well, and it's interesting too, because the original show, it was actually Japanese footage and then American actors playing certain scenes to connect to the footage.
So was it a Japanese show first?
Yeah. So it was a show created there, and then we brought it over here, and instead of reshooting fight scenes, which actually happens in a bunch of different shows, they just repurposed the fight scenes to connect with the stuff they were doing in English with their English actors. So for the first 2 or 3 seasons, they barely did any fighting. That was all just already canned footage from the Japanese show. Then as it developed... And I think changed and rebranded a little bit. We started creating all the content here. So then all the fight scenes. And the Power Ranger movie is the best thing in the world to me. And I'll get into why in a bit on that too.
I like when they're when they have their costumes on and then you can tell who's talking by their like bobbing their head up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that could be the Japanese footage too.
Oh no, for sure. Everything where they're in costumes, almost everything where they're in costumes is the Japanese footage. And then their voices are just dubbed over it.
How hot do you think those costumes were?
I don't know. I'm guessing. Well, I might wear one to Comic-Con.
Oh my God.
To Wizard World. I was thinking about getting the Green Ranger. I'm going to go full force, which I think was also a Power Ranger show. And I'm going to dress like a ranger, I think. I think you got to do that.
Oh, see. So
right?
If I want to be someone from Game of Thrones,
those
like
won't connect at all.
Weird?
No, it's totally fine. I think that's fine.
I'll have some dragons.
I went to C2E2 as Captain America, and I was recruited within 5 minutes to join a crew that was missing a captain. It was everyone else from the Avengers. And they go, Cap, come with us. We need you.
But isn't everyone, like there's a lot of Captain America's that.
There are, and I didn't go with them because I was afraid of strangers. I was, all of us in costume too. I was like, I don't know if I can trust everyone here. So I just ignored them and they found another captain a few minutes later.
Did you go upstairs last year at Wizard World where they had the creepy like haunted house thing?
Mm-hmm.
One of the people thought it was okay to physically touch me,
oh.
like jump out at me and grab my arm and then follow me around. And I was laughed at by my companions. Instead of them like helping me at all, Jessica and Tim just started laughing at me. And then the guy comes downstairs where I thought I was safe and starts following me around again.
Okay, now that seems real creepy.
Isn't that the number one rule of haunted houses is like they can't touch you?
Yes, the actors inside a haunted house really should not touch.
Yeah, well, this dude grabbed me.
Right, and then followed you around.
Yeah, so, and then the followed whole, me around.
Yeah, the coming downstairs, that's extra scary. Did anyone defend you then? You can defend yourself, by
the
way.
I mean, I tried to stand behind them. Well, I can now.
You have the skills. Oh, you didn't?
No.
Wow. Is that what made you do jiu-jitsu? That a guy attacked you at a haunted house?
It was right around when I started. It wasn't because of that. I have a lot of, this is so off topic, but this is really
funny. No, please, go ahead.
So I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and you pass like the wax museum.
Yeah.
And they have an open lobby. So they had a wax figurine of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, that one is really creepy looking. And I keep walking. All of a sudden, my friend Katie starts laughing. I turn around. It wasn't a figurine. It was a person. And he chased me down the block.
Wow. You get chased a lot in life. Is this something that happens to you a lot?
The only two times.
Do you get chased by animals? Is there like squirrels?
Dogs.
They turn, oh, dogs.
Dogs, okay. Big dogs.
Well, dogs, not so surprising, but like a squirrel chasing you. They always run away from me.
No.
Okay.
Just fake wax figurines and creepy haunted house guys. I think because they're like, oh, it's funny because she's running.
Oh, look at her. Yeah, she's playing along.
He went all the way down he probably only stopped because he was working.
Are you screaming when this is happening? Do you actually also scream?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Well, that sort of might encourage some. If you're sort of running and screaming, that might have...
And I'm probably like smiling, but in like a very terrified way. Like I'm like, I know this will be funny later, but I'm going to pass out right now.
So like the friendliness, you can't take that off of your face.
Yeah.
Even though you're not happy and friendly anymore, it still seems friendly?
Yes.
Okay. That means you get chased a lot, Rachel.
And
so I'm glad
none
you know.
Of my friends have ever been like, oh, let me stand between you and the creepy person chasing you. Like,
right.
I remember Katie, like, pushed me towards him.
I really love that idea. I can see your brother, too, being the kind of guy that if stuff went down, he'd trip you. You know,
he'd trip me or he'd just kind of do, because he's so big, he'd just do, like, the sidestep thing.
Take it this way. I'm out of this. Well, Rachel, I have a surprise.
So anyway.
Our podcast has a surprise today.
What's the surprise?
Well, this is very, very exciting, and he is now sitting in studio with us, so I think...
Oh, how did I not see him?
Yeah, he just sat down.
Whoa!
Right? So I think you now know who this is. I am very, very excited because this show meant a whole lot to me, but Rachel, go ahead and tell us who we have sitting next to us.
Jason David Frank.
Hey.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
Awesome.
You are here for Wizard World, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah, cool. And you've done that a few times here recently. I know I keep seeing you on there, and I keep meaning to go over and say hi to you because you were such a big deal to me as a kid, too. The Green Ranger was absolutely special, and he also was different than the other Power Rangers. He came in a little bit later. He was evil, and then he was good. There was a 5-part evil series to the introduction of the Green Ranger. So there was a lot of things that were just cooler about the character. I've actually argued with friends recently about whether or not he was better than the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And of course he was. The answer is obviously that he was. Rachel, I know that it's more than just Power Rangers for you, though, so I'll stop gushing. And I'll let you start asking
questions. Well, I was at Comic-Con last year, Wizard World last year, so I came to your karate seminar.
Oh, you did?
I did, because I'm really into jiu-jitsu. I'm just a white belt, but, you know, it's something.
Yeah, it is good.
I mean, I think it's really cool. Can you talk a little bit about your martial arts?
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, I started martial arts when I was 4 years old, and I was just walking by a karate school, saw a lady doing martial arts, and I just thought that intrigued me at that time because there wasn't a lot of girls at that time doing karate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is nowadays, but... I mean, majority, it was 95% of the boys that were doing karate, which needed to be the opposite way around because, you know,
right.
I
yeah.
wanted the girls to self-defense. Anyway, took a class, got stuck into it by choice and spent, you know, 6 days of my life at Red Dragon Karate teaching and opened my own schools when I was 18. And, you know, I have schools now called Rising Sun Karate Academies, one in Los Angeles, two in Texas. And I just started an online training course called trainmejdf.com for the reasons of reaching out to people.
Wow.
They have to do it in their own living rooms, but it's not just about, as you know, it's more of a mental thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like martial arts is really mental.
Right.
It gives you that peace and that, wow, this is cool, you know? And that's the reason why I do that. I do karate, skydive, and of course the wind tunnels that I fly and to, you know, get peace and meditate.
You know, you talk about how important karate is, and actually the Power Rangers, I think, was the reason a lot of kids got into karate. There were a lot of people that would see that show. My age, I was 8 or 9 when it first came out, and I wanted to study karate immediately because of the show. Now, granted, I don't think it teaches you all the disciplines, Power Rangers, but it did give us that interest to dive into kind of something like that. Was it important to be involved in that? Because I can't think of a show other than that one that really kicked that off.
Yeah, that we did kick it off, but we also, I think, took a lot of slack for it, like for many, many years. And this is like my simple solution to all the parents around the world. Like I'm going back in time 23 years ago when I got interviewed. They asked me the question, can karate be dangerous, kicking and punching? And I say yes, and I pause, and everyone's like, oh, he just said karate can be dangerous if you're not educated in what karate is all about. So someone that took karate or wanted to take karate would understand what karate is all about, and then they would know, hey, don't misuse it and kick a kid, and you know, only use it in an emergency situation. So it was great. So many people I meet now that are black belts, that are school owners, and they say, hey, because of you, I started martial arts, you know, and so that, cool. That feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you could see, you know, 22 years later, hey, this person, this kid that was like, you know, 8 is now like 30 and they grew up and now they own a karate school teaching people around the world. And it's a good feeling that we've encouraged so many people to do that.
I think it's really cool that you started because you saw a woman doing it as well, because even though there is a greater presence, there's still, we need more girls in martial arts.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Sure.
And they're tough. I mean, you start looking at, you know, I know all the, you know, Felice, who lives here in Chicago, I trained with her. She's just won her last UFC, you know, UFC fight. She fights a lot. But really tough women out there. And some of the guys will look there and be like, well, I'll never hit a girl. Well, go try, because they're going to knock you out. Like,
yeah.
You know how many girls, Rhonda, sit in the crowd, oh, Rhonda this, Rhonda that, or this. She would knock you out. You need to stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, and but yeah. No. It's like, yeah, I've worked out in gyms with Felice and all, and she spars hard. And I've, you know, worked out with Gina Carano, who was, I used to train with her instructor, and we sparred. And that was the funniest story. We're sparring, and afterwards, I was lighter in my first fight, like 162 or 165. And she said, she started hitting, bam, hitting back. What was the girl's kind of feel? Boom, boom, hitting. And she says, you know, I just didn't want to be knocked out by a Power Ranger. I said, well, good. I didn't want to get knocked out by a girl. So I think we're even, right? Like, we're even. So that was my funny Gina story. But yeah, girls are tough, and there needs to be more, you know, more girls involved in martial. But there is. They're starting to really open the door. You know, the UFC and the jiu-jitsu and all the other stuff.
Fight, do you think people go after you a little bit harder because you are a Power Ranger? Is there something like, I got to knock out Tommy?
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where I was trying to, for example, to get the fight with CM Punk. It started here like, you know, 3 years ago. Now he's fighting a couple weeks from now. We'll see how he fights. You know, talked about that fight for many, many years, and he just kind of ignored it. And it's one of those things. So, but yeah, it's exactly what it is. And but the thing is, I have the training to back it up. Like, I you know, can come to any of my schools. I opened my school for years of people saying, other gyms, well, he can't do it. Well, come to my gym. Wednesdays are sparring days. You just sign a waiver. Come to my gym. And my doors were open, and not many people showed up.
It's interesting you mentioned that too, actually, because you did your own stunts in Power Rangers, right? And you were one of only a couple of the Power Rangers that actually did put on the costume and fight.
Yeah, because we did run out of Japanese footage when we originally mixed it together. So the Green Ranger was popular. So yeah, I had to jump in the helmets and do some fight scenes. And yeah, so I was one of the Rangers probably have the most fight scenes in the helmet, because all the other stuff was Japanese footage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. But yeah, other than that, you know, we've done some Bat in the Sun episodes, and we stuntmen in there, great, incredible stuntmen that deserve credit. Alvin did some great stuff in the Superpower Beatdowns. But, you know, in Hollywood, you can't do it all. It's like, you know, you just got one of those things, and you got to figure out, you got, you know, you're in hair and makeup, put a helmet on you, now you're ruined, now we got to put you through hair and makeup again, you know, so there's a lot of technical things. But yeah, it's, I always love martial arts, and I love karate, and I think just, I like teaching it too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I love teaching it. I get away from when I teach, you know, and that's the thing.
I have more Power Ranger questions, but you probably have more not Power Ranger specific questions.
You can go.
Well, the first movie I ever bought was the Power Ranger movie.
Yeah.
It was the first one I bought. I went out there and I was like, I have to own this. And I spent whatever money I had in my savings account and just like bought the, it was so great though. That movie, was there Japanese animation or footage to that too? Or did you guys
create
that?
Oh, the Power Ranger movie?
Yeah, that was created completely here.
That was all, yeah.
Got it. So all those fight scenes, everything, that whole movie.
Yeah.
And then talk a little bit about the show and how it's progressed since you first got on it. Did you think that it would be on 20-something years later and it would still be? You even were on the show recently. A couple years ago, you did an episode. So did you think when you were creating the show that it would have this kind of impact and this kind of longevity?
You know, when I do something, I work so hard for that day. You know what I mean? Like, I think some people don't get what I say, but in order to have a good tomorrow, you have to put in 110% of what we have today. Mm-hmm. And we can't think about what we have tomorrow, because then it takes away 110% of what we're doing today. So it's just one of those things where, like, for years, I just kept putting in. So I never would think, okay, well, 20 years, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. I don't want to think 20 years from now. You know, I had all these injuries and the doctor's like, you know, 10 years from now, I'm thinking, I was 18. I was like, doc, 10 years from now, I'm going to be old and I'm going to be dead. I'm 28, you know, 28, that's old, you know? And so you don't think of that stuff. But the hard work, that I've done in the last 7 years, and the loyalties of my fans, and the work that I spend with social media,
yeah,
and going out and meeting people and making sure that their day is great and taking free pictures with people and just making their day complete. And I've been on tour for, you know, 6 years, 7 years. Wow. I've run into people that I've run into that goes, oh, I wish I never met that person. I used to like them on TV. And it's true. And,
wow,
and I don't ever want to be that guy where you meet and you're like, oh, I was so pumped up to meet him. And God.
Yeah, well, you know, you obviously really care about Wizard World and all that,
yeah,
stuff, because,
yeah,
you're you keep being the guy there. Like, the rest of the Power Rangers, yeah, don't show up every single time, and you keep coming out, and that really means something, I think, to the fans and to everyone else that, yeah, you're willing to keep coming and doing these events. Do you have a lot of fun at Wizard,
yeah,
World?
I have a lot of fun. I know all the other Rangers, just for them, I know they're all around the world traveling, so sometimes our, mm-hmm, schedules cross and,
yeah, yeah,
they're at different shows and stuff. I have a lot of fun. You know, every show that I do, I don't take appearance fees. That's one thing I don't do.
Wow.
I just want the pressure off. If I want to give out free stuff, then that's my choice. I don't want to feel obligated by a promoter or feel owned. I never wanted to feel like that, you know, from day one. And it just feels good to go out there and do what I want and, you know, make people's days without people counting over my shoulders and making sure this happens. I'm in control of my own career. And, you know, we got something that we're announcing at New York Comic Con, which is going to be huge for the comic industry.
Wow.
And a new television show. So it's going to be great, man. It's going to be a good thing. And, you know, I've been working a lot. And, you know, just I think the biggest thing is staying close to my fans, because the fans are the ones that make you. And I think a lot of actors forget that, you know. So
no, I think you could tease it a little bit. Chicago, though, you don't have to save it all for New York, right? You could just give us a little bit there.
You could
there.
Just tell us. We'll cut it out.
Yeah, we'll keep it a secret. We won't tell anybody.
I wish, man. I wish I could. It's like the way that the contracts are nowadays, with, like, you know, this thick of stuff you don't read, confidential clauses. You're like, yep.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yep. I won't say anything.
I don't know why there's so many contracts that you have to sign. Can you just say, don't tell no one, and then just initial it? So I'm sure there's a bunch of different loopholes, but. But we'll find out, and we'll find out soon. And
that's
it's gonna
awesome.
Be it's gonna be really good, man. I promise.
Awesome.
Good.
So I don't know how many people know about this, but I know after we saw you at Comic Con last year, we downloaded Con TV.
Yes.
And then we watched all of the My Morphin Life episodes in like 2 days.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Still making that?
Yes, My Morphin Life. We're season 4. You know, we don't really know we've already made. Oh man, 5, 6. Episodes of stuff that we can't talk about that will be released once it is, because it's the reality show. So once, mm-hmm, that comes out, so it's going to be good. We're filming that now, and just don't know if season 4 probably going to go back to YouTube, to be honest, just to make it easier for international links for people.
Okay.
Season 1 is on the Bat and the Sun YouTube and on Con TV. Con TV has season 2. Con TV has season 3.
Yeah.
So it really depends. There's a lot of the international that can't get the international links. I just this show is not made for any other reason, for money or anything. This show is just to share my life a little bit about what I do, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, all of it is not pre-planned. It's like, let's bring the camera crew here, and something's probably going to happen. That's the way it is, either good or bad, but, you know, mostly good. So that's the way that show runs.
That's really cool. And, well, YouTube is, this show is, you've been challenged. We binge watch a bunch of TV. We watch Netflix, Hulu, stuff like that all the time. I think people overlook how impactful something like, you know, YouTube or Hulu or Netflix can be.
Yep.
You guys are putting out the best content right now, I'd say. Those digital platforms, because there's more freedom with that kind of stuff, like
totally.
You said, right? Yeah.
Like I was saying, with just freedom with shows too. Freedom to produce, freedom to pick and choose what you want to do, and entertaining. And with my show, like, I do pick 8 to 12 minutes. I have a small attention span. Like, you know, like I watch something like – I watched Suicide Squad and I loved it, but then I lost after half through it. I was like,
okay.
Get a little lost. And, you know, so sometimes movies, we expect so much and it has to hold our attention span for a certain amount for the whole movie. So I keep it short and simple, something I would like to watch. If something's really good, I wish it was longer. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's hit or miss with movies. And, you know, we got the reboot coming out in 2017 with the Power Ranger movie. It's going to be huge. Elizabeth Banks, you know, did a great job as Rita, Bryan Cranston. And right now the script is, you know, no one really knows much about it. And so, you know, 2017 March, everyone will find out you know, and then choose for themselves to see, hey, this is something that I like. I know they're putting their heart and passion in it.
Yeah.
I have a good, close relationship with Saban. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone always asks, are you going to be in it? What's going on? You have a cameo. I don't know, man. We have to wait and see until 2017.
But that's smart. So far away.
Yeah. I know.
You know,
I
real know. Quick, you talked about an upcoming Power Ranger movie. Did you see the snippet that came out? I know it wasn't actually a movie, but it was a trailer yeah. made. Did you see that? Yeah. And what yeah. did you think of how awesome that was?
Well, the director originally called me and wanted to make it. And see, I'm like the brand ambassador for Power
yeah,
Rangers.
Yeah, you definitely
have to understand.
Are.
It's
yeah,
like,
you are.
It's still on the Kids yeah. Network channel. So it's still a kid show, as much as we don't want it to be. I thought the production of it, like he did an amazing job with the production, but just a few things like with the drugs and the this
oh,
and
yeah.
that and no, the killing true. And the blood. It,
oh, I need
there's
to
a
see
lot
this.
Of
oh, you have to see this
of,
trailer.
A lot of hardcore fans
yes.
that were iffy
too,
about
right?
it. Yeah, because they're like, oh, you guys crushed it. You know, so it was one of those things as the ambassador to be like, well, I really can't support it. You know, it's a rated R movie. There's blood. Right. There's, you know,
wow.
references
oh, yeah,
in
it
the
was,
movie.
Yeah.
There's, yeah.
Yeah. They tried to put out a trailer that we remade Power Rangers in the world of like Batman and stuff, like
yeah.
really dark, really.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. If you had been huh. in it, I would have thought differently of it. Had
yeah.
I actually seen you
yeah.
as a fan of Power Rangers, I would have been like, wow, he's actually, this
yeah.
isn't just a joke. Maybe this is a thing.
Well, see, that's the thing. When this originally came out, I knew there was going to be a movie,
yeah.
but no one else knew about it.
Oh.
So there's rumors of Power. He wanted to show, hey, this really has a fandom base. Like, we can make a movie. But by the time that was out, the Lionsgate already picked up, and few directors, like
right.
really big directors, had the Power Rangers in their hands. And then they, you know, decided who do we go with. You know, Dean Israelite. I mean, it was like, you know, Rodriguez. Tons of big names were thrown around.
Wow.
And so, you know, they went with Dean. And now, like I said earlier, Power Rangers, the name Power Rangers has just begun. Because
yeah.
next year when it's in theaters and it's worldwide, and
yeah.
it's just going to be huge. And it's just started. Even though people say how, it's just the whole new process has started all over again for everybody around the world.
I know you got to run, so Rachel, do you have any other questions before we let him go?
Super off topic, but you were talking about UFC earlier.
Yeah.
So who do you have in the fight tomorrow night, Diaz or McGregor?
I'd probably have to go with Diaz on that one.
Me too.
Yeah. I'd have to go
I
with
like
Diaz
him
on
better.
Yeah.
As a person.
Is it just that you like him
yeah.
better? Because
McGregor, like
McGregor's he was dominant
yeah.
for a while.
I know. There's a lot of stuff going on that. But
yeah.
as far as – I wouldn't say – man, Diaz is – he's tough. I mean, he's tough. He knows his stuff. I know he talks a lot. I mean, I've worked Melvin Gillard's corner mm-hmm. when he fought Nate Diaz. And they're just tough kids, and they can usually back up what they talk. It's
wow.
you know, sometimes they might not say the appropriate things that kids want to see, but they can usually back up what they talk. So that's for sure. So we'll
and so can the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't.
All right.
Do so.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jason. Have fun at
Thank
A Wizard
you.
World, and yeah, we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.